And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. My next guest is an entrepreneur who became frustrated with giving gift cards to friends and family, only to discover that some of them were never used and others caused more trouble than they were worth. We'll discuss his latest adventure, Gift Cards Online. Ron Zayas is a serial entrepreneur. Ron was the founder and CEO of the country's fastest-growing marketing implementation company, 360 Business Consulting. Before launching Gift Checks Online, Ron was the CEO and co-founder of eGuardian, an internet security company. Prior to 360 Business Consulting, Ron spent 10 years as the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for the world's largest franchisor of printing and small business services. Joining us from Orange County, California. Hi, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for coming to the show, and congratulations to you on yet another venture that you're launching, this gift cards online, gift checks online, excuse me, very big difference there. Your company motto is really something that I liked, and this is what drew me to you. The company motto is, everybody digs cash. And while that's true, everybody does love cash, you are entering into a very competitive market. I mean, stores and malls, they offer gift cards. Hallmark and American Greetings, they offer cards. So what makes gift checks online unique or different from, say, a gift card?
Well, it's really the integration and the convenience of both of them. I mean, one of the things we found, besides all the issues that we've always had with gift cards, is that many people, what they do when they buy a gift card, a significant percentage of them, get a gift card, then because they're mailing it to somebody, they buy a greeting card, they put them both together, they put them in an envelope, and they mail them off. And because of the background that I have in printing and because of convenience and because some of the issues I saw with greeting cards, I thought, why not make that an easy step? Why not let somebody go online, pick the greeting card that they want, personalize it so it's a little bit more personal, it has the message that you want to have in it, or you can use in stock, order the amount that you want, and instead of sending it in a gift card, we put it in a gift check. It gets all printed, it gets mailed, it gets printed very close to the destination point, so it gets there very quickly, so you're having it delivered in a day or two without having to pay for FedEx or anything else. Very convenient, less than the cost of doing both of those things separately, and for lazy people like me, it gets done quickly, and I don't have to worry about it.
All right, Ron, I'm not sure you're lazy by any means, having started three or four companies on your own, but let's go back to this, because the gift card industry is a well-established industry. Not only can you get gift cards just about anywhere, but there are actually secondary markets for you to buy and sell your unused gift cards or whatever amount is left on your unused gift card. So as you're moving into this whole new, this very competitive category, introducing a whole new product, give us some of the advantages of, say, a gift check over a gift card from the standpoint of the consumer.
All right, and two things. I mean, definitely I don't want to trash the gift card industry. That's $100 billion is what was spent on gift cards last year, and they fill a great niche. But there are some things that are not very positive for the consumer, and this is even something that Consumer Reports has been really pushing all year long, is a couple things, two different types of gift cards. One is the store gift card. You buy it from Target. You buy it from Best Buy. Those generally don't cost anything. They're a replacement for cash. You buy $25, $50, whatever you want, and you give it to a person, and they can go to that store and buy it. The advantage there is there's no fee. Obviously, if you're going to put it in a gift and a greeting card, you're still going to pay for the greeting card and the shipping, but the card itself has no fee, generally doesn't expire, and they're very lenient with their terms. The problem is you've got to use it for that store. And some surveys have said that about 27% of those cards tend to not be used or not to be used at all. I mean, either at all or a significant portion of them. So when you do that, when you buy a greeting card for, when you buy a gift card from somebody from a store and you give it to them and they don't use it, you don't get the money. The recipient doesn't get the money. The retailer gets the money. The other type of gift card, of course, are the Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Those do cost money, anywhere from $5 to $6. You pay that fee up front when you buy it. The advantage is they can use it anywhere they want. The disadvantage is that a lot of them have the problem that they expire over a period of time, or if you don't use them over a period of time, they start to ding you fees, And over time, those fees start to add up. If you lose the card or you do anything else, you're either out of luck or you're paying $5 to $15 to get it replaced. So all those things are not consumer friendly. With a gift check, what we have, what you have the ability to do is that basically it's a check. It's cash. When the recipient gets it, they can cash it at their bank. They can cash it at our bank. They can deposit it, and they have the cash. Cash doesn't expire. They can use it anywhere they want and for anything that they want. So it has no restrictions. There are no additional fees once you buy the program, once you buy the gift card. And it just makes it easier for the recipient on the other end to do exactly what they want to do without worrying about, is the, you know, the company going to go out of business? Am I not going to use the full amount? Do I have to spend more than what I've got on the card? They've got cash.
Well, that's a very good point. My guest is Ron Zeiss. He's the CEO and founder of GiftChecksOnline.com. So, Ron, just to give you a personal story here, I happened to receive a gift card from a company just a couple of years ago, and it was from Borders. And I held on to it, said, I'll go there, and eventually I will use this gift card at Borders, only to find out, of course, that now Borders is out of business, and I'm out of luck when it comes to the gift card that I've got. In your last answer, Ron, it was very interesting because you talked about the gift check, that it's a real check. And you mentioned that people can cash it at their bank or they can cash it at your bank. What bank is behind the gift checks online?
We have multiple banks depending on where the check is being mailed from, but they are the major banks here. So the banks, our checks would be sent out through Wells Fargo, through Bank of America, in California, through Union Bank. So it's always an in-state check. So we're never sending, you know, from an out-of-state bank that doesn't exist in the state that the person is receiving it from. They don't have that issue. It's either coming from a national bank or it's coming from a bank in their state.
All right, that's very good. Let me shotgun some questions at you because this is a whole new category and my mind is just sort of reeling with different ideas. Are there any hidden fees or costs associated with a gift check?
Absolutely not. Everything's up front. You pay $4.99 and that includes the design of the greeting card. It includes the fee for the check, so you can obviously, I mean, if you're doing a $50 gift check, it's $50 on top of that, but the fee for the printing, the design, the shipping, everything delivered to the door of the person is $4.99.
All right, $4.99, so there are no other hidden fees associated with that. Now, let's say I give this to my absent-minded grandchild, for example, and he or she loses the gift check. What happens if the gift check is lost?
If the gift check is lost for any reason, anything that's not cashed, anything like that, you can always go online and get a replacement for it. We can even wire the money into their account if you like us to do that. We can replace the check, and there's no fee for doing that.
Wow, that's great. Conversely, what happens if the gift check gets stolen for some reason? My wife leaves it in her purse, and her purse gets stolen, something like that. Can a stop payment be placed on that check?
Absolutely. You just let us know. We'll issue you a new check, and we stop that check. The other thing is, unlike a gift card is basically a cash replacement. So if somebody, you drop one or somebody steals your purse, the first thing they're going to do, not maybe steal your purse, Bill, but your spouse's purse, they go in somewhere, they take that card, and they can immediately spend it. With a gift check, it has your name on it, and there's security on it. If somebody other than the recipient tries to cash it or do something else with it, it won't go through. On your end, you're protected, and you don't have to worry about it. We protect the deposit on the check on one end, and then we just refund it to you on the other end. You don't have to worry about it.
My guest is Ron Zeiss, and we're talking about GiftChecksOnline.com. So, Ron, let's say I give the gift check, and the check is just never cashed, just like I had my example with the Borders gift card. I just never got around to using it. What happens if a gift check is never cashed?
And that's one of our best, I think, consumer-friendly protections. By the way, one of the things that helped spur this was exactly what happened to you. I got, right before my birthday, I got two Borders cards because I'm a book nut, and then the company went out of business. And in fact, when they were selling those, they probably knew they were going to go out of business soon. So all that money got thrown away. Nobody got to use it. With a gift check, if you don't cash it, if you send it to your niece, and your niece doesn't cash it within 90 days, we refund the money back to you.
Wow, that is great. All right, Ron, so how long does it take? You said in an earlier example how this plays out, but how long does it take for me to get a gift card to, say, my nephew in Florida all the way across the country?
1 to 2 days, and 1 to 2 business days, I should say.
Wow.
So if you order, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's incredibly fast.
What we do is if you order before 3 o'clock Pacific time, it gets printed and processed that same day. So it hits the mail the same day. And what we do is what's called distribute and then print. We have a network of printing centers across the country in major metropolitan areas. So we send it to the closest in Florida, for example. Let's say they were in Miami. We would send it electronically to Miami, have it printed in Miami. It hits the mail that day, and then it's being mailed locally. So it's not going from California to Miami. It's going from Miami to Miami, and that cuts down the speed of, obviously, the time that it takes for shipping. It gets it out there quickly, and it means that you don't have to pay for FedEx or UPS or anything else. We send it first-class mail, and we can track it all the way to the recipient.
That is great. So, Ron, one last question in my shotgun series here. Just and this, what happens if I don't like or I'm not satisfied with the gift check? What happens then?
Like every other company I've ever started, that consumer protection is extremely important to us. It's 100% guaranteed. If you don't like it, we'll refund you all the money for it. The only thing we don't refund is if the check's been cashed, obviously. Then we just refund you all the fees that you paid. But it's 100%. The person receives it and says, Uncle Bill, this is the worst thing, you know, or I don't like it, or I didn't like the color or anything else. We can refund 100% of your money.
My guest is Ron Zayas. Now, Ron, one of the other things that piqued my interest about gift checks online was, in addition to this whole gift check process that you've just described, there's some really cool software applications for gift checks. So talk about some of the applications that you have for the iPad and the iPhone.
You have, when the person receives the gift check, they have two things that they can do. They can go ahead and deposit the check. Actually, they have three things. I'm sorry. They can go ahead and deposit the check in their bank like they normally would with any check. The second thing they can do is they can go up to our website, enter in the check amount, you know, their order number, which is on the check, and we can have that electronically deposited the next day into their account. So they don't even have to go into the bank that way. The other thing that they can do is they can download our iPhone or iPad app and then take a picture of the check with our app. And what that will do is, it will put it electronically into their bank account. So, again, they don't have to go and deposit the check or do anything else. And now they have the app where they can order check, gift checks in the future, very easily pick a template and move forward from there.
That is incredible how the technology has changed. My guess is Ron Zayas. So, Ron, one of the other things that I find intriguing about this is that you've got a program for nonprofit giving that I've never seen anywhere else. There's no risk to the charity or the organization that is actually using gift check online to do this. Explain that in a little detail for my listeners, please.
Well, every company we've ever started, we've always tried to have a nonprofit component to it. You mentioned eGuardian, a company we started beforehand, and we had a component to help schools in there. We believe it's very important for businesses to give back. So one of the things that we've done with this program is we've gone out to select charities, and for the launch here between now and the end of the year, there will be two or three main charities that will be launching with us next week. And after that, we're going to open it up to any charity. But the basic thing is they put a link on their website. We create some templates for that specific nonprofit. And so the nonprofit can then have people go up and select a check, you know, do everything they would do on our website, but they're doing it through the nonprofit's website, and it has the nonprofit's branding. So you have the ABC, you know, Care Foundation. Somebody goes up there and says, hey, I'm going to send a gift check anyway. I might as well do it through your website, and it'll have your branding on it. Two advantages. One, for every check that goes out, that nonprofit is going to get 50 cents. They have no cost going into this. They have nothing that they have to put up front. They get 50 cents for each check that's going out. But more importantly, what ends up happening is that when we do that, we put a little note on the check that says, hey, you received this check. If you want to give part or all of this check back to the nonprofit, you can go up to our website or use the mobile app and do it that way. And in our focus groups, we found that 15% of the people that received the checks went ahead when they got it from a nonprofit and gave all or part of it back to the nonprofit. So it becomes a significant way for nonprofits to raise money without any additional cost, without any upfront cost, just a nice way to do business.
Wow, that is a nice service, Ron. So let's come back to the basic launch of the business, giftchecksonline.com. How do you plan to compete with the likes of American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Hallmark, and American Greetings? I mean, what marketing tactics are you using to launch this product?
we really have three different ways that we're pushing this business. Number one is through search engine optimization. One of the companies I own that you mentioned, 360 Business Consulting, does a lot of search engine optimization. So we're very, very good at it. Our website is optimized so that when people are searching for gift cards, we come up, and we come up as a very attractive option. In addition to that, there's pay-per-click advertising that also goes around there, and a lot of online web advertising, blogs with moms and grandparents, who are two significant markets for us. So you'll see a lot of online, as you're searching for where to buy a gift card online, we become a very prominent option. That's a great way for us to compete, and technology helps level that field. Especially with search engine optimization, companies, you know, there's a vanishing point there. Companies can spend $500,000 a year, they can spend $1 million a year, but it's not going to make much more of a difference for search engine optimization. So that helps level the field for us and for a lot of companies. We also have a very aggressive public relations campaign going on right now of contacting major news outlets and in the areas that we're launching here to be able to tell our end of the story. We're good consumer protection. And again, companies like, or magazines like Consumer Reports, have been beating this drum for a long time saying, don't buy gift cards, you know, send cash. It's much more effective for everybody. But people are hesitant to do that. We think we have an option to be able to take care of those. And then the final way that we're getting out is through that charity channel. As we work with charity partners, that's a great way for our name to get out and be tied to something that's also very good. So it's a win-win for all of us.
It is. My guest has been Ron Zayas. He's the CEO and founder of GiftChecksOnline.com. Ron, you have probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about Gift Checks Online, where would you direct them to go?
To our website, Gift Checks Online, and that's plural, so GiftChecksOnline.com. And they'll be able to see there's a short video there on what we do. There's information on each one of those. And if they're so motivated, they can go ahead and order a gift check.
Oh, that is great. Ron, thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Bill.